just there earlier on, I was reading on the Irish Cancer Society website the statistics on cancer in Ireland, and some of them are, I suppose, very frightening in that one in two of us, I think, will be diagnosed with it at some stage in our lives. But can you just tell us a little bit about the support centre here? Firstly, when people are coming in, as Peter said there, you know, what kind of a state are people in, and what kind of, I suppose, fear and anxiety are they dealing with?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, when people come, first of all, to our door, as Peter rightly said, some of them walk up and down a few times. They're very scared. They're very worried, sometimes not just for themselves, but for their family members as well. Cancer diagnosis really, really knocks the stuffing out of you. Mm-hmm. It really does. This time last year, if you were looking at the stats, it was 1 in 3. This year, it's 1 in 2. We have just over 1,000 service users currently on our database that have come through our doors at some stage or other. When people come in, they're met with a very calm environment that just hits you when you come in the door here, and they'll have a cup of tea and a chat, and we will assess what their needs are, whether it be from a counsellor, whether they would benefit from reflexology, bioenergy healing, biodynamics. All of these treatments are complementary to their treatments that they're going through from the medical profession. They don't interfere with them in any way at all. We also have a number of support groups. One, the men's support group, which Peter spoke about there. We also have a stoma support group, a myeloma support group. The Alma Care comes here once a month, where ladies can come in a non-medical environment and avail of the services there. We have an open door policy, so we're here really to support people. And sometimes it's after your initial treatment when people get a chance to gather their thoughts and think, God, what have I just been through? So then they come in. So people come at all different stages of their journey, as it were, and no two people are the same, mm-hmm. regardless of the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. We're affiliated with the Irish Cancer Society, and they obviously have our information on their website as well. Mm-hmm. We have a very positive relationship with the oncology department in Sligo, and they refer to us. But people can come in off their own mm-hmm. self-referral.
Yeah. And I know you've taken up this role from Maureen Durkin, who people probably would know very well yes. from being here over the years. But it's a marvellous service that you run. But I would imagine funding is probably always a key challenge, is it?
Funding is challenging, and we are very blessed because people are so, so supportive of the centre here in Sligo. The business people and the people of Sligo and the surrounding areas, right the way out. Tuppercurry, Bundoran, Ballyshannon, Manor Hamilton, Black Lion, the whole, we have a huge geographical area, so we're blessed. We get a small pot of funding from the HSE and the Irish Cancer Society, but over 80% of our money comes from funding. A huge gesture on behalf of the Clayton Hotel. They approached us there a couple of months back before I started. They wanted to hold a black and white ball for us. I'm overwhelmed by the generosity of the hotel. They're holding a 3-course meal. Deja Groove have very kindly offered their services free of charge. Sarah Crummie has offered her time free of charge. Feb Wines is doing a Prosecco reception for us. All of this is free of charge. The full cost of the tickets are coming back here to the centre so as we can continue to provide the supports to cancer patients and their families. It's huge. It really is a huge gesture. The young gentleman there in Clayton Hotels is Noel, and he is a cancer survivor himself, and this is his way of giving something back. So we really are very grateful yeah. to that.
That's fantastic. And that event is going to be on the 30th of March. That's Good Friday.
Yes. We're also mindful that it is Good Friday. As I say, the hotel approached us. So it was out of our control, and when somebody, you know, offers to do such a huge gesture, you don't say no thank you, you say yes please. Mm-hmm. As I say, we are aware it's Good Friday, there is a fish option available on the night, so we're trying to cater for everybody. So, we're hoping that that will be a very positive night and a very enjoyable night. Again, local businesses have, and individuals actually, have sponsored some fabulous spot prizes as well on the night.
And if people want to host a table or go to that event, how do they go about doing that, Bridget?
They can just give us a call here at the centre.
Perfect, perfect. And just one more thing, because as Peter said there about going up and down outside before you'd have the courage to come in, I'm sure he's not the only person to have done that. But people, when they come in, the services that you provide, they might think, do I have to pay for that? You know, that could be a worry that they have. But can you clarify, for, like, when people come in and avail of the services, is that all covered?
When a person themselves have been diagnosed with cancer, we have a set number of amount of counsellor therapies that are free of charge, and also the complementary therapies that are free of charge to the individual going through cancer, and their direct family members as well, they can avail of some free therapies as well.